Today I'm going to be talking about having a new perspective on our circumstances. And when I say circumstances, I'm talking about, you know, trials we may face, battles, problems that we may encounter. And I'm going to be talking about why it's important to have a new perspective and how we go about it. So it's something that God has been showing me and talking to me about over the past couple of months, because my current situation is that I'm on Soul 61, which is the gap year that Soul Survivor do, and I'm still hearing from God as to what I'm going to be doing at the end of the course, which is in about a week and a half now. I'm not sure what to go for. I have a couple of potential options, and I know that others of you might be in a similar position with GCSE options or sixth form or uni or what to do after uni. So it's important to have a new perspective because God, through our problems, teaches us to think like him. Because he sees things in ways that we can even imagine. Because, you know, he's a genius like that. But we often have this mindset of, I'm a Christian, get me out of here. But what we fail to see is that every problem that we face carries an upgrade in our thinking and how we rely on God. And the bigger the problem, the bigger the upgrade. I'm going to ask you guys that have Bibles to turn to James 1. It's just after Hebrews, if you don't know, near the end of the Bible. So in James 1, I'm starting at verse 2. It says, consider it joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work in you so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. So what James is saying here is almost ironic, because it's saying we should be joyful when we encounter a problem. So if something's going wrong, our reaction should be woohoo. And if we have no problems, then we should just, you know, hang in there. Because we've got to look at what God is doing in our problems, because we're often singing in the main meetings in the song You're Beautiful about being Jesus' bride, and that's what he's doing. He's building us up for an eternity with him as his bride, and he's more committed to our identity and relationship with Jesus than he is to our circumstances. And we don't become a perfect bride almost, and perfect as in mature and complete, like it says in James. We don't become perfect by avoiding our battles, by, you know, hiding away from difficult circumstances. We've got to face them. We've got to get our sword bloodied. I sometimes find it hard with the two contrasting imagery of, like, being in a battle and also being a bride. I like to think of it as, like, I've got a dress from the waist down and, like, battle armor here, big sword, I don't know. So it says, let perseverance finish its work in you so that you may be mature and complete. So God is growing us individually as men and women of God, and he's growing us together as a church. And letting perseverance finish its work in us, I think it's a bit like almost waking up with a dead hand. You know, like when you slept on it and then you get pins and needles. And, you know, it's a painful thing to go through, you know, like as the blood rushes back into your arm. But you still need to go through it, because otherwise you've just got a dead, useless hand. And similarly, when we go through difficult circumstances, we've got to let, even though it might be painful, it might be uncomfortable, we've got to let God breathe his life into us and increase in us. Otherwise, we don't want to be a dead, useless hand. So that's why it's important to look at our difficulties differently. So how do we do it? How do we come out of this mindset of, I'm a Christian, get me out of here? We've got to be in the right starting place. We've got to have the right opening stance, because it's the opening stance that guarantees the outcome. And that opening stance is, I've got Christ in me, I've got the Holy Spirit leading me, and I've got a Father who loves me. Christ in me, Holy Spirit leading me, Father who loves me. If you're taking notes and you're going to write down one thing, write that down. Because you've got to declare it. You've got to know it. And once you declare it and you know it, that's when you'll start to live it out. Christ in me, Holy Spirit leading me, Father who loves me. Declare it, know it, live it. Because that is our guarantee. It's called knowing your identity in Christ. And we are learning to step into and live in that. Because it doesn't matter what the situation is that we're facing, we're carrying God within us. So he's not reaching down and carrying us through our difficulties. He's right. The kingdom is inward. He's rising up from within and leading us through. You know, it's his strength in us. It says in 2 Corinthians 12, if you guys with Bibles want to turn to it, that his power is made perfect in our weakness. And I only realized recently that the entire context of this scripture is about difficult circumstances. It says in 2 Corinthians 12, I'm starting partway through verse 7, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in your weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weakness, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. So that's why God will put us through difficulties, because we're learning to rely on him to become mature and complete in his strength through our weakness. Because it's in our difficulties, in our weakness, that we're more likely to rely on him. And that piece of scripture in Corinthians points straight back to that triple guarantee that I was talking about and why we should use it. If you were to ask yourself, why should I rely on God's strength? Firstly, because I've got Christ in me. It says in Ephesians 1:19 that the power that raised Christ from the dead now lives in us. So we've now got a new self in Christ that becomes mature and complete, like we were talking about in James. Our old nature was crucified with Jesus on the cross, and our new self in Christ was raised with him. So we're learning to live through that new self in Christ. And because of that, our problems become his. Our problems are already in Christ. And you may have noticed this one thing about Jesus is that he never fails. And he knows that. So our circumstances have already been assigned an outcome in Christ. We're going from a place of victory and success in our difficulties, not towards it. It's a perfect power that lives in us. Secondly, why should I rely on God's strength? Because I've got the Holy Spirit leading me. Like I said earlier, you know, he's a genius. He's omniscient, which means he's like he knows everything. It's a perfect wisdom. And it's a perfect wisdom that leads to the perfect power of Christ in us. Thirdly, why should I rely on God's strength? Because I've got a Father who loves me. He loves us perfectly and unconditionally. He's never going to let us down. He knows what our best is, and he wants our best for us. So he promises to never let us down, and he keeps his promises because he loves us perfectly. So we've got the perfect power of Christ in us, the perfect wisdom of the Holy Spirit leading us, then the perfect love of the Father, which guarantees it all. And part of thinking like him is knowing where we stand in him, knowing that guarantee. And one of my favorite examples of someone knowing where they stand with God in the Bible is David. In 1 Samuel 16, he's anointed as the future king of Israel. But then in 1 Samuel 17, he's facing Goliath on the battlefield. So in 1 Samuel 17:46, he says, "This day the Lord will deliver you into my hands, and I'll strike you down, and I'll cut off your head. And the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel." Every time I read that passage, I'm always just blown away by how confident David is, how well he knows God's promise for him. He's essentially saying to Goliath, look, mate, I have a promise from God that I'm going to be king. I'm not king yet, so it sucks to be you. He knew where he stood, and then he gave it all back to God. He said, the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. He didn't say, and the whole world will know that there's a warrior in Israel that can't be defeated. He gave the glory back to God, because when we rely on God's strength, it always points back to him. It gives him the glory. And that's what it's all about. And I'm just going to finish with this one final point. That in our difficulties, whatever Satan intends to take, or whatever seems to be at stake, God's going to give it back to us bigger. And that's what he wants to give it back to us bigger. If you look at the story of Joseph, you know, he was sold into slavery by his brothers, ended up in Egypt, and then over a number of decades, somehow ended up as the what was essentially the prime minister of Egypt. And then his brothers come back, and he says to them in Genesis 50:20, you intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. So Joseph's brothers really couldn't care less if he'd died, essentially. But God used that not only to save one life, but to save many lives. So if you're facing anxiety at the moment, it's because God wants to give you peace. If you're struggling with anger, God wants to make you a peacemaker. If you're struggling with depression, God is looking to give you joy. If you're in a time of waiting like I am, it's because God wants to increase your patience. And if you feel like the enemy is making you restless, God wants to give you rest. And each of those things, God wants to give us the opposite, bigger, because he governs in the opposite spirit. So, just to recap, we're looking to go from a perspective or mindset of I'm a Christian, get me out of here, to a mindset where we're almost looking forward to difficulties because we know that is where we thrive, that is where we grow, and that is where we can give God the most glory. So what difficulties are you going through at the moment? And what do you feel like is being at stake or what is being taken? Because God wants to give the opposite to you bigger. And what difference would it make to start declaring over your circumstances, I've got Christ in me, I've got the Holy Spirit leading me, and I've got a Father who loves me. Declare it, know it, live it. I'm just going to finish by praying.